The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, discusses what constitutes an ani, what constitutes a poor person regarding the person's eligibility to receive money from tzedakah. What is an ani regarding the acceptance of tzedakah from the gabbai tzedakah? So we know that in the times of Chazal, there were certain collections that were taken on behalf of the aniyim, and that was distributed by the gabbai tzedakah to the aniyim. One of them was called the kupa, and one of them was called the tamchoi. The kupa was the weekly collection, where every week money was collected from the members of the community, and there was a set number that was collected from the individuals, because it was specific to the aniyei ha'ir, and therefore they knew how much they needed. And over there, it was given out, it was distributed, me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, every Friday. And that was the weekly collection and distribution called the kupa. Now, the halacha is, this brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if a person has 14 seudas for the week, so that's 2 seudas a day, then he has enough money for the week, and he's not allowed to receive money from the kupa. There was another collection called the tamchoi, and this was a daily collection, and this was for people who didn't have food for the day. So this was a daily collection, and this was given out even to visiting aniyim, not dafka for the aniyei ha'ir, and this, therefore, didn't have a set amount that was collected from the individuals of the town, because they didn't know how much their needs were, because even visiting aniyim were able to receive from the tamchoi. And if a person had enough food for 2 meals a day, again, he was not able to receive money from the tamchoi. The Shulchan Aruch continues over there in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, and this is based on Chazal. It's based on a Mishnah in Peah, that if a person has Reish Zuz for the year, he doesn't have, let's say, a job, he has 200 Zuz sitting in his bank account, he does not have the status of an Oni, he has the status of an Oshir, and he's unable to receive money from tzedakah. 200 zuz in the times of Chazal was the amount that a person needed to live off for the year, and therefore if a person had 200 zuz, he's able to consider himself an usher, and he's not able to take tzedakah. Similarly, if he had 50 zuz, but he was investing it and earning profits from it. So 50 zuz with investments also got him through the year, and he didn't have the ability anymore to consider himself an ani, and he was unable to take money from tzedakah. Now, the Chasam Sofer is Ma'ir, and other Peskim as well point this out, and Vayis Dois, that in the times of Chazal, when you invested money, on average, you earned a 300% profit. Because we're assuming now that if a guy has 50 zuz and he's investing it, that's the equivalent of having 200 zuz sitting in your bank account. And just like 200 zuz gets you through the year, so too, 50 zuz that you're investing also gets you through the year. So this is a tremendous chiddush. Obviously, it wouldn't apply nowadays, because nowadays we don't expect a 300% profit on any investment we make. But according to the premise of Chazal, if you have 200 zuz in your bank account, you're an osher. You can't take money from tzedakah. If you have 50 zuz and you're investing it as well, you cannot take tzedakah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch then continues, and this is actually as well found in the tour, Yesh Omrim, this halacha doesn't apply nowadays. Why? In the olden days, if you had 200 zuz in your bank account, that got you through the year, and you were okay because you had other things that you could rely on as well. In those days, they had leket shechah and peah that an ani was able to collect. There was the set tamchoi, the set kupa that was distributed. And therefore, all you had to do was get yourself through the year, and then you rely on the next crop. You'll have leket shechapei, you'll have the kupa, you'll have the tamchoi, you'll be fine for the next year. And therefore, you were unable to get tzedakah if you had 200 zuz. However, bizman hazeh, we don't have the leket shechapei, we don't have a set tamchoi and kupa. A person can, in fact, receive tzedakah even though he has 200 zuz in his bank account. Azay zok the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he says that bizman hazeh, it's totally in the zman, it's totally in the matzeh, it's totally in the makrim, how much is considered comfortable enough you're able to receive, where you're able to be considered an Oshir. And says the Shulchan Aruch, Bizman Hazeh, until you have enough money that you have Keren, plus you're making profits enough that you have a Parnosa from the profits. You have a Keren and your Misparnas from the Revach. That's considered sufficient and you're not unable to get Tzedakah. But aside from that, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're able to receive money from Tzedakah even though you have 200 Zuz in your bank account. Now, the Shevet HaLevi points out, others as well point this out, that this Shulchan Aruch is Dafka talking about a person who is not actually making a salary. He doesn't have an income. He's not working. He doesn't have a job. He just has money in his bank account. So over there we're saying that even though you have 200 zuz, you have enough money to get you through the year, you could still collect money from tzedakah because what's going to be with the next year? However, Zogt the Shevet HaLevi, if a person has a steady income, he has a job, even though all he has is enough for this year, he doesn't have any money in his bank account for next year. Nevertheless, if it's an income and you're getting the basic needs that you require, you have your basic needs, you're considered someone who's an Oshir and you're unable to get tzedakah. Now, if you don't make enough to cover your basic needs, you're considered an Ani. But the Shevet HaLevi is saying that this halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that even though you have enough money for this year, that is not sufficient to be an Oshir, and therefore you could take money for tzedakah because what's going to be with the next year? That's only a person who doesn't have a job. He's just living off money he has sitting there in the bank. But if he has a job, he's making money. If he gets his basic needs, he's unable to get tzedakah. There is a Chassam Sofer that's mashma, not like this mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch. There is a Chassam Sofer that's mashma, that if a person has enough money in his bank account for a year, he's already unable to get money from tzedakah, because lamaisa, he is considered an osher since he has enough money for the year. But akoponim, this is the halacha, that this shira of reish zuz doesn't apply nowadays, says the Shulchan Aruch, because nowadays we don't have steady tamchuis, we don't have steady kupas, we don't have the steady leket shechel and peah, and therefore today it's easier to be considered an oni than it used to be bizman hagamor. Now, is a person mechuyev to sell different assets of his in order to make the money and thereby not have to come on to tzedakah? Are you allowed to receive money from tzedakah if you have assets that you could simply sell off and earn enough money to be considered an osher? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that even though when it comes to collecting from private individuals, you're not mechuyev to sell off your assets. However, when it comes to collecting from the communal fund, from the Gabay Tzedakah, you're mechuyev to sell off your assets, your kelim, in order to make the money necessary to avoid having to come onto Tzedakah. That's the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. And it's a tremendous chiddush, because according to what we're saying now, if a person has different assets of his that he could sell off, l'chayra, he will be unable to receive money from tzedakah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does make an exception to the rule, and that is, if something's necessary for tzayrich haguf, that's considered an absolute necessity, and therefore he's not mechuyev to sell it off. So, what's an example of tzayrich haguf? His chair, his bed, his table, his clay suda, his silverware, his clothing, something that he's needed for his tzayrich haguf, that is something that he doesn't have to sell off. However, if something that is not needed for tzayrich haguf is something that he could sell off and earn money, such as a couch, l'chayr, he's mechayiv to sell it off. He's mechayiv to sell it off. Now, if he doesn't sell it off, then you have to take into consideration how much money he would earn by selling off these items, and you have to make that cheshbon and consider whether or not, if he would have sold it off, he would have enough money to nullify him from being able to receive tzedakah. And the place can point out that many times, if a person would simply have to put his items out for sale, he wouldn't make a lot of money, he wouldn't make the full price, and therefore, even if he sells it off, not necessarily does that make him an usher, and perhaps he still will be able to receive the money for tzedakah. But if it's something that's not for his personal tzorich, his tzorich haguf, for his actual body, it's not klei seudo, it's not his bed, it's not his clothes, then me'ikir adin, says the Shulchan Aruch, he's mechuyif to sell off these assets to receive the money and thereby avoid having to come out to tzedakah. Now, there's a kasha that the Paiskim ask, and that is that we know that a person who's an ani receives dei machzayrei. He receives the amount that he felt a necessity to have before he became an ani. And therefore, if let's say this is a person that doesn't have any cash, and you want him to sell off all of his assets, l'chayro, if he sells off all of his assets, anyways, you're going to have to just give him back all these assets, even the car, even the luxury items, if it's dei machzayrei. So what is the pshat in this halacha? We make him sell it off and then we give it right back to him. So some paiskim want to say that number one, there's a machlekes, the Ramos shita is, dei machzayrei is only a chiyuv on the tzibur, on the gabay tzedakah, when he's taking communal money. But if it's an individual who's giving tzedakah to an ani, there's no din of dei machzayrei, he doesn't have to give him the same quality items that this person was happened to be used to before he became an ani. That's number one. So the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the Ramah, but according to the Ramah, the dei machzayrei requirement is only a thing, is only a halacha when it comes to the communal funds, not when it comes to a private donation that's being given to this particular ani. The oid, the Paiskim say, that dei machzayrei is only true when there's no clear oimid das of the noisei. If it's clear that the person who's donating the money is giving it specifically for the actual tzrochim of the ani, and he doesn't want the money to be covering dei machzayrei, then in fact you won't give it for the dei machzayrei. So again, according to this shita in the Paiskim, as well, it would make sense why you would tell him to sell everything off, even though there's a halacha of dei machzayrei, because again, dei machzayrei not necessarily applies if it's clear from the menadvim that the money is given with the intent that it cover the basic necessities and not the dei machzayrei necessities, therefore, again, not necessarily are you making him sell it off in a situation in which subsequently you're just going to give it right back to him. But at any rate, this is the halacha when it comes to the giving of tzedakah to an ani. If a person has enough money for the year, the Chasam Sofer's mashma, he's not considered an ani, and you can't give him tzedakah if he has enough money in his bank account for the year. Other paiskim are medayek from the Shulchan Aruch that it's mashma that bizman hazeh, even if he has enough money for the year, but if he doesn't know what's going to be next year and he's not earning a salary, then he is allowed to take money from tzedakah. That's the mashmoyis of the Shulchan Aruch, pointed out by many paiskim, and therefore, it seems to be a machlekes regarding this particular shiloh, whether a person who has in his bank account enough money for the year and not for next year is allowed to take money for tzedakah if he doesn't have a steady income. The Shevet HaLevi, as we mentioned, pointed out that if he has a steady income and he's making his basic necessities, then even if he doesn't have money in his pockets for next year, that still will disqualify him from getting tzedakah. But when a person has money in his bank account just for the year, that's the machlekes that we mentioned between the Chasam Sofer and some other, many of the other paiskim.